Welcome to the Power Players Talk Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, Chris Molinari. Up close and personal conversations with powerful and successful people who give our listeners the inside look on what it takes to move from average and ordinary to the top of your game. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Power Players Talk Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Now, on to our show with your host, Chris Molinari.
Hello and welcome to our show. Power Players Talk was created because I felt there was a need for a platform where anyone, say the average person desiring to improve their lives, or even very successful people, could have a place to powerful individuals where they could access them in many and varied career fields. Our show features authors, thought leaders, corporate executives heading companies that have products and services, perhaps a bit out of the box, and marketers who've made amazing incomes online from the privacy of their homes, plus many other interesting guests. To me, to be informed is to be prepared. So with that, I'm excited to introduce our special guest today, and his name is William Schumacher, and he's the founder and CEO of Uprising Food. And I have been so excited about this product. They're the makers of the best, in my opinion, best healthy and keto bread, and it's really the best I've ever had. So welcome, William. Thanks for coming on to the show.
Excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, great. Well, first of all, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the bread business and maybe what you were doing before that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So getting into the bread business was actually a lifelong journey, and you kind of have to go back many years, even to my childhood, where from the time I was little, I thought I would become an entrepreneur. And I was just blessed with this natural heart to want to help people and help the masses, and a natural mind for business and building things. Now, my mom was a health coach, so she certainly influenced the health side. And my dad was an entrepreneur, and he built log homes. So he really cultivated that entrepreneurial side. Well, over the course of my life, I went off, went to school, started building my career. And I ended up finding myself at the large consumer products giant, Procter & Gamble, building the brand of Olay. Many people might know that brand at, Walmart, Target, and the like. Well, while I was there, I was yearning deep down inside to figure out how do I translate my passion for health and helping the masses to something that I can execute on and learning how products really improve people's lives. Next thing you know, I realized, wait a minute, a whole lot of people are switching to a healthier lifestyle, doing the things that I had been kind of working on and biohacking in the background for 5-6 years, and a lot of people are having to give up bread. And I said, wait a minute, I know that consumer products can help people who are going through that type of journey, and I really want to come alongside them. So if I could invent a great bread that helps people going low carb, going paleo, just trying to live a healthier lifestyle, I could help a whole lot of people. Next thing you know, I cold called the most famous baker in the Cincinnati area where we're based and say, hey, we got to help people and we got to build a better bread. And luckily enough, they decided to team up with me and we've built Uprising. And with that goal of really bringing healthy, low-carb foods to the masses.
Well, in that vein, I have been keto adapted since 2015, and I have gone through every bread possibly available that was low carb. I tried the low carb at the store, like Ezekiel bread and whatever, and it was awful. And then I started finding some keto bread, and every single one that I tried was so dry that I could never stand even making a sandwich with it. I had to, like you call hacking it. I had to put it in the toaster, or the best use I ever found for that, the last one I ever tried, was making toasted or, cheese sandwiches, And
yes.
I had to smear it with butter and then put it in a skillet and put the cheese on and, it still wasn't that great. And it was really greasy because you had to use so much butter to make it a little bit less dry. And I was watching television, I don't know, 6 months or more ago, and I saw it, obviously, I think it was you, and it was a segment on, I don't even know the channel, but it was a segment about your bread and about how you could use it. You were demonstrating, or someone was demonstrating, how to use the bread to make Thanksgiving dressing.
Yes. Yes.
That was you? And I
yep,
thought,
that was
well,
awesome.
I think I'll try that bread because Thanksgiving will be here someday. And, you know, usually I give it up and go the sourdough way and make this really good dressing. But this year it's going to be this bread, your bread.
Yes. Yes.
And so let's talk a little bit about the bread. Okay, I'm going to give you my explanation of it or my, you know,
yeah,
what I think about it. But I actually read it on your website, and it's so true, but I added something to it. It's dense, chewy, and filling cubes of bread-aliciousness.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Because you want a job on the marketing?
Pardon?
You want a job on the marketing team?
Absolutely, I do that. It's great, but it does come in cubes, and it's not, and it, you know, it's not sliced. And so could you explain the reasoning behind that?
Yes. Well, you hit the nail on the head on a couple points here, in one of which is fundamentally we are taste first and health first. So, you know, as you've experienced, oftentimes as you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle, you have to compromise something on the taste side, or you have to do something to compensate for what healthier foods typically lack in taste. We wanted to raise the entire bar in the bread game. We wanted to bring an artisan quality taste to healthier bread. And so when we approached that, our roots are actually in farm market, fresh artisan breads. If you came to Cincinnati, you could find my co-founder's bakery where they're serving European style open air market breads. We brought that level of taste to this bread and an approach to the recipe. So, like any really good, high-quality farm market bread, that's not pre-sliced. Part of that is because a fresh bread, the crust is actually how it preserves itself, how it doesn't dry out. That is the protection in the absence of, you know, very scary preservatives. So we don't pre-slice it in that because we want to stand for fresh and we want to stand for pinnacle health. Now, yes, that does make it so you have to slice it at home, and it's a bit of an inconvenience and there's a little bit of a learning curve. But then once you realize, oh, this also gives you flexibility. You can make Texas toast one day. You can make super thin slices one day. You can cube it up and make stuffing, like you said. There's actually a ton of benefit in an unsliced bread once you realize what you can do with it.
Oh, absolutely. And one of my, you know, and on your website, which I'm looking at right now, there are just a ton of pictures of things that you can use to make the bread. And one of my favorites, by the way, is avocado toast. And that
yeah.
is that is so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll put little capers on it and maybe a few little hot peppers, and you know, sometimes I'll sprinkle hot dried pepper flakes on it, and I use what I think is the best olive oil in the world, and so I mix a little bit of that and it is just so good. And I eat that, you know, in the middle of the day sometimes, and I'm full for the rest of the day. And in the morning, I told you before, in the morning, it's my morning ritual. I have my bulletproof coffee and I have my my bread, my uprising, wonderful keto bread. And I sit down in my chair and I eat it and then I feel so full. And talk a little bit about, I was reading about it on your website, about doing a fast with your bread, because also tell about how few ingredients it actually has in it. Because, you know, if you read anything, if I see more than like four or five ingredients in anything, I don't even like it, because I know it's got terrible things in it. And yours is so clean. That's what they call, you know, in the keto world, is clean, eating clean. And tell a little bit about your ingredients.
Yeah. So, first off, we really stand for a clean ingredient philosophy. So we want to be the cleanest ingredient list in the game. And that's why I care so much about no preservatives and all of that stuff. And I wouldn't make a product or sell a product that I wouldn't put in my own body. And I have the highest standards. So we have only 8 total ingredients, but 3 of them are salt, water, and baking powder. So there's really only 5, and these are all things that your grandma would recognize. So you have almond flour, golden flax seeds, psyllium husk, apple cider vinegar, and egg whites. And that is actually your bread. Now, even though it seems simple, to transform those things into a bread is extremely hard. In fact, it took professional artisans, my co-founders, over 6 months of R&D in order to get to what you would get at your home right now. So we absolutely believe in making real natural ingredients into a super healthy, super tasty product. It's hard to do, but it's worth doing.
Well, it certainly was worth it because I like it. And in that vein, in looking for my final destination of your bread, I went through, like, there's a very well-known chef, I won't mention his name, but I thought, okay, if he made this bread, it should be really good. It was horrible. It fell apart. It was gooey. It didn't even look like bread, and it was not even that big to be bread. You couldn't make a sandwich out of it. And so that was kind of the last one I ever bought until, thank goodness, I was watching TV that day and found your bread. And ever since, I've been a happy camper. Also on your website, I really love it because you have George Washington on the Delaware, I think that's the one.
Yep.
And then
you got
there's a beautiful flag that says Breadlum's Uprising, baking for the people. I love that. And also the best bread you could possibly eat before, during, or after the pandemic. And that's really true because I think you could probably survive on it. But anyway,
yes.
So
yes.
Where did you come up with Breadlum? I'm uprising is kind of a cool pun, and Breadlum is too. So, you know, who, I guess, wonderful marketing mind thought of that?
Yeah, so that was all me, actually.
Wow.
So I'm a brand guy through and through. I came out of the home of brand building at Procter & Gamble, you know, built some of the greatest brands in the world, and was really taught how to create a brand that people can connect to and the importance of that. And the reason that we are Breadlum's Uprising and we use the Revolutionary War historical metaphor is because when I sat down to start this, I said, what am I fundamentally trying to do? I'm trying to make a change, a significant and lasting change in the food system. And this is a revolution. This isn't a small thing I'm looking to do. And what is the most inspirational kind of righteous revolution that I can think of? And naturally my mind went to, well, it's the Revolutionary War. Like, we're not a bunch of rebel rousers here. We want to stand for something bigger and better and an ideal that is different than how the food system been constructed. And so I said, the Revolutionary War is the metaphor for this brand that people understand the story, it connects, and I can communicate things to people in a way that they understand what we're trying to do here. And there's little touches, you know, throughout our brand, and you'll discover them over time if you, you know, go on our website or you buy from us. But that definitely is like our guiding metaphor, that you're standing up for something better for the good of the whole. And then, of course, you know, we love to be, you know, embed clever puns. And, you know, we thought, hey, Bedlam, Breadlum, we're a bread company. That could be the name of our little baking soldier character. And he's meant to be like a baking soldier in George Washington's Revolutionary War army. So, you know, we love celebrating kind of that push for something better for all, and, you know, freeing the food system from like what it is traditionally, how bread is made, how high carb foods are made, and just giving people a whole different revolutionary option.
I love that. And it's the yeast you could do.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, that was phenomenal.
You may use that.
Thank you.
So down the road, are there going to be more products coming from your company? I'm sure there are.
Absolutely. Yes. So we started in bread. And the mission here is to really tackle those high carb staples, because at the end of the day, going healthy, especially going low carb as your strategy, is a pretty tough endeavor in the early days. And people's lives are hard enough as it is without having to do a total habit overhaul and then try to find replacement products. So when we think of the things that we think would make people's life significantly easier when it comes to core staple foods, we think of bread, we think of chips, we think of crackers, we think of cookies, we think of cereal, pasta. Those are the types of things that we really, really care about. Now, obviously, bread is the thing that is, like, honestly, the most cited and most, like, psychologically stressful when you first think of making a change. So we want to make that easier first. Now, we also know that, you know, the sensation of crunch in your mouth is also something that you really miss. That's what I personally miss the most is a low carb lifestyle. And we think we can make chips and crackers that can address that, but also adhere to the same standard of ingredients and taste that we've done with the bread. So we want to really tackle those staples, because at the end of the day, if all those staple categories tasted really, really good, and there were low carb formulations that were also clean, going healthy and going low carb especially would be way freaking easier. And that's what we are trying to do here.
That's fantastic. By the way, it's 3:17, so, well, 17 after. So let's take a short little break here and pay the bills. Go, Peter.
You're listening to the Power Players Talk Show on Building Fortunes Radio with Chris Molinari. This special segment can be heard again anytime by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com and clicking on the Power Players Talk Show radio segment. Listen in often and get to know Chris Molinari and her guests. Thanks for listening in. And now back to our show.
All righty, welcome back to the show, and my guest is William Schumacher. So let's get back to, let's kind of talk a little bit about after you got the magical bread completed, and, you know, because you did a lot of marketing for big companies, how did you first, like, get that bread out into the public consciousness?
Yeah, so we started with a e-commerce-focused strategy. And, you know, we knew from our early research that so many people were Googling the phrase keto bread. And so we knew that people were already searching for this, and the solutions that existed were subpar at best, as you well know, Chris. And so we said, hey, there is low-hanging fruit. We can get in front of people by just going where they already are. So we really focused on, you know, getting in front of search queries that, you know, people are already looking for our type of product. We also wanted to get the word out with folks who, you know, they care about what is new and what is breakthrough in culture. So we were able to go to some major publishers like BuzzFeed and Pure Wow and tell them our story, see if they want to get behind this and write about it. And so they really helped get the word out in the early days. We also were written up in our local business courier. And so you find that when you are doing something truly innovative and breakthrough, and you can explain the story to folks in a way they can see the vision of where this is ahead and why this is good for folks in the long run, you know, we were able to get a ton of momentum out of the gate, which really spurred us on. And it's been phenomenal ever since. Now, we definitely are huge on getting the word out on Instagram, on Facebook. As you saw, we've done TV ads. We advertised on Thanksgiving Day during the Cowboys football game. So we really focus on getting the word out there because we know that this is something that people really need. And so really all the marketing channels are effective for us. And they all play a role of helping people find us.
Well, speaking of that, I have a pretty good following on Facebook, just on my private page, because I kind of get a little political sometimes, you know, because I'm, especially kind of what's going on in the country today, and it just vexes me. You know, I'm a writer, so I'll write up my little rant for the day, but not really a rant. I mean, Facebook, I have a lot of friends that Facebook has banned or, you know, locked them out or whatever because of something they might post or write. And so because I've studied certain types of writing, hypnotic writing and other kinds of writing, that no matter what I write, it's like it doesn't, you know, and I try not to hit certain keywords that I know that their algorithms are looking for. And so people kind of follow me, and, you know, I really want to maybe get into some of the keto chat rooms and kind of talk to people about bread and see what they say, and, even contact the admin of the groups and talk to them about this bread. And I really hope you get an affiliate program soon.
Yes, we are launching it soon. So,
good. That's great.
Yeah, we will keep you posted.
good. Let me see. Okay, so obviously, are you doing really well with it? And I mean, it just, I think a lot of time word of mouth, especially through the keto world, because I know a ton of keto companies that have, you know, like a keto drink to put you in ketosis within 30 minutes, blah, blah, blah. But food is really important, you know, obviously. And things that are keto, as you said, aren't that good. I mean, I've had keto cookies that were kind of like eating hay. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me make a cup of tea, and then I can choke this down. And so whatever I'm sure that any product that you create is going to be as good as the bread. And so hurry.
We're on it.
Making
really good products is very hard. So
I'm sure it is really hard.
When you don't compromise on taste and you're looking – to be the best at something, you know, there's a long road to get there, unfortunately. And that's why we stand out, is because of how much time we've put into our first product. And we really care about product quality. We also really, really care about our current customers. So like you said, word of mouth. Our number one thing is make sure that we serve our current customers extraordinarily well. And if we are constantly listening, emailing, finding out, hey, what's the next product you need? What might we need to tweak in the second bread that we bring out? So that's actually our I would say like our core marketing strategy is listening, and then working with and communicating to our current customers. Once you have a relationship with us, we're going to grow that relationship with you. And then that will help us acquire new folks.
Absolutely. And you guys did a wonderful thing for me, by the way, giving me a little bit of extra bread that time. And I thought, you know, because this is so funny, because of the, you know, the protests and the COVID problem and all of that, you know, I made my order. I got to tell this story. It's cute. I made my order, and then I got an email, and it said, oh, my gosh, we're so sorry, but it'll be a little late because of the COVID thing and the protests, which I totally understood. But, you know, like I told you in the email, I wrote to Zach, and I said, you know, it's really disrupting my whole life here. And, you know, it's part of my daily nutrition, and I'm sure it was really sad and pathetic email. And so then when I got my order, I got two extra loaves of bread, which I had requested, but I thought, was that too pushy? But then you guys were so great, you know? I mean, who does that? That's really, really good customer service, and I want to say thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we really, really pride ourselves on serving you. Like, we are here to serve. at the end of the day. And then we believe that the business will grow if we do that extremely well. And we have this concept called the 11-star experience, which is actually something that I reapplied from the founders of Airbnb. But it's just this idea that we yearn for the moment to blow you away with something that we could do. Even if it might not be profitable in the moment, if we can somehow make it happen, we want to try really hard because we are here to serve. And we believe that over time, you know, that's what builds the relationships. That's what builds long-term customer value and a relationship with a brand you want to work with, especially because everything these days is so automated and impersonal. We want to stand out and be fundamentally different. So, yes, we yearn for an opportunity like that to serve you.
Well, you certainly – I mean, it was just absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of this company in California. I'm not sure if they're still open, but they're called Nordstrom's. And it was a huge department store. And they had the best customer service ever that I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, I read like a little thing about them that one time some people like returned some tires to their store and they refunded their money, but the company never sold tires.
Wow. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so you're like
yes.
the new 21st century company that's going to be the best in service. You know, like they call it servant leadership, you know, and
yes.
that's kind of you, definitely. We have one
yes.
more minute, and so can you, in ending, give us, you know, tell us anything else you want to end with, and also how they can get to your website and how they can find your bread.
Yeah, it's super simple. Just come to uprisingfood.com, check us out, chat with us, email us, buy bread, whatever looks like a good moment to start with us. We're happy to serve you, like I said. And, you know, don't worry about where to go after that. Just come to the website and we'll take care of you from there.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, it's been so great having you on the show, and we could do it again when the crackers or whatever else comes out.
I'd love to. We absolutely will.
And let's keep in touch, because when that affiliate program comes out, I'm in.
Okay. You'll be my first
okay.
call.
All right. Thank you so much, William.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Have a great 4th of July.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Power Players Talk Show on buildingfortunesradio.com with Chris Molinari. Up close and personal conversations with powerful and successful people who give our listeners the inside look on what it takes to move from average and ordinary to the top of your game. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more Power Players Talk Show segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Thanks for listening. Spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.